Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a drum fill from session view and stretch it into arrangement view in Ableton Live 12, with a proper jungle and old-school DNB mindset. Now, this is not just about making a transition. In drum and bass, a fill is a momentum tool. It can push a phrase forward, build tension before the drop, add swing and human feel, and stop your loop from feeling like it's stuck on repeat. So the goal here is to make the fill feel intentional, energetic, and alive, with that breakbeat energy and a little controlled chaos. We're aiming for that classic vibe, chopped snares, rolling motion, tight timing, ghost notes, and a fill that feels like it's pulling the track forward rather than just sitting on top of it. Let's start with the foundation. Open session view and build a simple drum groove on a MIDI track using Drum Rack. Load up a jungle style kit with kick, snare, closed hat, open hat, a break slice or two, maybe a rim shot, ghost snare, and a tom or percussion hit. If you've got a chopped break sample, even better. Old school DNB loves that hybrid feel, where programmed drums and break edits are working together. For the basic groove, keep it classic. Strum snare hits on 2 and 4, a kick on beat 1 and a few syncopated hits, and some offbeat hats or swing-based 16th note movement. If you're using break slices, don't make everything perfectly even. Let the break breathe, a little velocity variation. A few ghost notes and some overlap between sounds will make it feel more authentic. If you want to shape the sound as you go, keep a simple stock chain in mind. Drum rack for organization. Simpler if you're slicing audio, then EQ8 to clean up mud, compressor or glue compressor for punch, and maybe a little saturator for grit and attitude. Once the main groove is rolling, it's time to create the fill. You can do this two ways. The easy way is to duplicate your main drum clip and edit the final bar or two into a fill. That's usually the fastest workflow. Or you can build a dedicated one bar or two bar fill clip from scratch. If you build it from scratch, think about snare rolls, tom flams, kick pickups, reversed break hits, and open hat lifts. A good jungle fill often gets its energy from increasing note density, thinning out the low end, or making the snare rhythm feel more urgent. You don't need to cram everything in. In fact, one of the most important things in a good fill is contrast. Start sparse, build density, and end with a clear accent. That final hit is sacred. Seriously, if the fill keeps talking right up to the drop, the re-entry loses impact. Leave the last 1/16 or even the last beat cleaner than you think you need. That little gap gives the next section room to hit hard. If your fill is audio-based, turn warp on and use beats mode for drums and breaks. That's usually the cleanest choice. Set the clip start properly, make sure the transients are landing on the grid, and check that the important hits are aligned. If the clip is too loose, the transition will feel sloppy. If it's too tight and lifeless, you may need a bit of human swing or some micro edits. Now let's talk about the session view performance. Once your groove and fill are ready, record the clip launch performance into arrangement view. Enable arrangement record, trigger the main drum loop, and launch the fill on time at the end of the phrase. This is important, because it gives you a real arrangement pass instead of just copying and pasting a loop. In DNB, that performance feel matters. The transition lands more naturally when it's recorded as part of the flow. Now comes the stretch. In arrangement view, you can stretch, trim, duplicate, or warp the fill so it evolves across more space. If it's audio, make sure warp is enabled. Then you can drag the end of the clip to lengthen or shorten it, while keeping the transients locked to the grid. This works especially well for reversed cymbals, chop tails, snare rolls, and tom phrases. If it's MIDI, you can copy the fill across 2 or 4 bars and make small changes as it repeats. Shift a few notes earlier or later, change the last hit, or alter the velocity, so the repeat doesn't feel like a pure copy. That's a really good way to avoid the looped paste feeling. If you've got a strong performance already, you can consolidate the region with CMD or Ctrl+J, then edit it as one unified clip. That's useful when you want the transition to feel locked in and easy to shape. Now let's make it sound like proper DNB. A nice stock device chain for the fill track could be EQ8, drum boss, saturator, maybe echo if you want a transition tail and glue compressor to glue it all together. With EQ8, clean up any low-end rumble. A gentle high pass can help if the fill gets too heavy. Cut some mud around 200 to 400 HC if it starts clouding up, and add a little presence around 3 to 6 kHC if you need more snap. Drum bus is great for old school punch. Keep the drive moderate, use a touch of crunch if needed, and only bring up the transients enough to give the fill some bite. Saturator can add warmth and a bit of edge, especially with soft clip on. A little drive goes a long way here. If you use echo, keep it subtle. Short feedback, filtered delay, low mix. You want that ravey smear at the end of the fill, not a delay line that takes over the whole mix. Then add glue compressor with a modest ratio and light gain reduction, just enough to keep the fill tight without flattening the groove. At this point, think about automation. This is where the fill really comes alive. Automate filter cutoff, reverb send, delay feedback, track volume, or even pitch if you're working with audio slices. A classic move is to open an auto filter gradually as the fill builds, then cut it back at the drop. You can also add a reversed snare reverb swell or increase delay feedback in the last half bar. The idea is to create a shape, tension rising, peak hitting, then release. That energy shape matters more than clip length. When you stretch a fill in DNB, don't just think, how long is it? Think, where does it rise, where does it peak, and where does it release? A good fill behaves like a tiny arrangement inside the arrangement. It starts sparse, builds density, ends with a clear accent, and lands with contrast. And remember, contrast can come from a lot of things. You can remove the kick, thin out the low end, move the hits higher in the spectrum, or make the last hit feel more exposed. Sometimes the strongest move is actually subtraction. If you want a more advanced feel, try a call and response fill. Let one sound do the call, like a snare roll or break chop, and answer it with hats, rimshots, or toms. Over two bars, that can sound really musical and keeps the listener locked in. Another great trick is the negative space fill. Make it smaller instead of bigger. Mute the kick, reduce the break to ghost notes and hats, and then bring back the full groove at the drop. That can be insanely effective in darker jungle because the re-entry hits harder when the arrangement suddenly opens up. You can also do a pitch rise fill. Duplicate a percussion hit or snare layer and move it up in pitch step by step over the fill. Even a small pitch climb creates tension, without needing to add a ton of notes. If the fill needs extra bite, duplicate the track and high-pass the duplicate heavily so it only gives you transient top end, like click, snap, and attack. Blend that quietly under the main fill. It helps the stretched section stay defined, especially after warping. And if you want a more damaged old-school texture, add a little controlled degradation, a touch of redux, some light saturator, or a mildly overdriven return channel can add the right kind of brine. Just keep it subtle. Fast break music gets messy fast, so texture is better than overload. One more important point, leave space for the bass re-entry. If your bass line is heavy, don't let the fill crowd its frequency range. Thin the fill around 100 to 250 Hz, avoid extra sub content, and make sure the first bass note has room to hit. That clean re-entry is what makes the drop feel heavy. For the arrangement, a simple structure could be 6 bars of groove, 1 bar of fill, and 1 bar of impact or re-entry. Or if you're working in a longer phrase, keep the groove steady for 8 bars, let the fill begin around bar 9, then hit the reset and bring the groove back with variation. The key thing is to make the transition musical, not just technical. A good fill should feel like it belongs to the phrase before it and the section after it. It should reference the groove, then create enough difference to make the next downbeat feel powerful. Common mistakes to watch out for: making the fill too busy, ignoring transient alignment, stretching audio without checking warp markers, using too much reverb, or making the fill sound too similar to the main loop. If the fill and the groove are too alike, nothing really moves. You want the fill to be denser, thinner, darker, or more syncopated than the main part. So here's the core workflow. Build your break-based groove in Session View. Create a dedicated fill clip. Record the performance into Arrangement View. Stretch or duplicate the fill for phrase movement. Shape it with EQ8, drum bus, saturator, echo, and glue compressor. Then automate the motion so the fill pulls the track forward into the drop. That's the whole game. In jungle and old-school DNB, the fill isn't just there to occupy space. It's there to build pressure, create movement, and make the drop feel earned. For practice, try building an 8-bar phrase with 6 bars of groove, 1 bar of fill, and 1 bar of re-entry. Do one version clean and punchy, and another version darker and more destroyed. Listen to which one creates more energy, and notice how much the final hit matters. And if you want to push further, take a classic jungle or old-school DNB track and study the transition before the drop. Listen to how long the fill lasts, whether it gets denser or more sparse, whether there's a clean gap before the impact, and what the bass does underneath. Then recreate the energy behavior in your own project. That's the lesson. Build the fill with intent, stretch it with purpose, and let the arrangement breathe. When it works, it doesn't just fill the gap, it drives the track forward.